Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, something unexpected happens, and suddenly your world feels a little off? Yeah, that's grief. It sneaks up on us sometimes, doesn't play by the rules, and can leave us feeling lost and overwhelmed. But guess what? We're not alone in this journey. Grief is a universal human experience, and learning how to navigate it with self-care is absolutely essential for healing. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive your car without taking care of the engine, right? Well, our minds and bodies are similar. They need regular maintenance, especially after experiencing something as intense as grief. Today, we're diving into 5 key takeaways that can help you heal from grief with self-care. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. First things first, let yourself feel it all. Don't try to bottle up your emotions or pretend they don't exist. It's okay to be sad, angry, confused, even numb. These are all normal parts of the grieving process. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to sweep dirt under the rug and expect it to disappear, would you? Same goes for your feelings. Let them out, express them in healthy ways, journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even crying it out. 2. Practice self-compassion. Now, I know this might sound cheesy, but seriously, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you'd offer a dear friend going through something tough. Talk to yourself gently, forgive yourself for mistakes because let's face it, we all make them, especially when we're hurting, and remember that healing takes time. Don't pressure yourself to get over it quickly. Be patient with yourself and allow yourself the space to grieve at your own pace. 3. Find healthy outlets. Grief can be exhausting, both mentally and emotionally. It's crucial to find healthy outlets for those feelings. Exercise, spending time in nature, engaging in hobbies you enjoy, these are all fantastic ways to channel your energy and cope with the emotional rollercoaster. Ever notice how a good workout can shift your perspective? It's not just about physical health, it's about mental well-being too. 4. Connect with others. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Lean on your support system, friends, family, or even a therapist. Talking about your feelings and sharing your experiences can be incredibly therapeutic. Sometimes just having someone listen without judgment can make a world of difference. Think of it like building a strong support network. You wouldn't want to rely solely on one bridge, right? Having multiple connections helps us navigate life's challenges more effectively. 5. Honor your loved one. Find meaningful ways to remember and honor your loved one. This could involve creating a memory box, planting a tree in their name, or simply sharing stories about them with others. Keeping a memory alive can be a beautiful way to celebrate their life and find comfort in a connection you shared. Let's say, for example, you recently lost a beloved pet. It's totally normal to feel heartbroken, confused, even guilty. Maybe you're finding it hard to focus at what because your mind keeps drifting back to playful moments with your furry friend. That's grief talking and it needs to be acknowledged. Try journaling about your feelings for that pet. Write down all the silly things they did, their favorite toys, the warm feeling of them snuggling next to you. Then, maybe plant a flower or a tree in their memory, dedicating it to the joy they brought into your life. Remember, healing from grief is not about forgetting, it's about honoring the love and memories while learning to navigate life in a way that feels fulfilling and meaningful. It's a journey, not a destination, and you don't have to go through it alone. So take a deep breath. Be kind to yourself and know that healing is possible. You got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode with us, leave a review, tag us on social media, or join the conversation. And if you're finding these quickies helpful, remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single one. See you tomorrow for another dose of shadow work.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.